We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Zayin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbal, Chilchus Rosh Chodesh, V'Kiddush Halavonim. Yinesh Nohagim L'Sanas Be'er Rosh Chodesh, there are those that fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, V'Omrim say the Yom Kippur Katan, and they say Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh, V'Fi, by Miskap Kol Avonah Shal Chodesh, that's the time though there's a kapara, there's forgiveness for all the averis of the past month. Dumi the Sir Rosh Chodesh, just like they brought a special sar on Rosh Chodesh as a kapara. Kamashana remember Musav, as we did, we say by Musav, Sman kapara Uchol Taidaisam, Kamakon Fimon Hagai, everybody should follow their own minig. The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we do Birchas Chodesh, except for Chodesh Tishrei. Because the pasuk says "Bekesloyam chegenu," that Rosh Chodesh is hidden. The point of this is to let everybody know when Rosh Chodesh is. The minig is to say it's standing, just like Kiddush HaChodesh was done standing. The minig is also to announce when the Mailid, when the new moon will be developing. The minhag is also to hold the Sefer Torah when we say the Birchas HaChodesh, because that will add more kavana to the tefillah, or it's a skula that the tefillah should be answered. Mitzvah laharbis besudah b'Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah to have more of a meal on Rosh Chodesh from chal b'Shabbos, and if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, yafsal tafshal echad yosem shab shabbosus, make one extra dish. Covered Rosh Chodesh. The reason, because the Medrash says, "Kol mezonosav shel adam k'tzuv leim Rosh Hashanah." Whatever we're supposed to earn and spend on food is already predestined Rosh Hashanah. Chutz ma'ashemaitz b'shabbos v'yom tov Rosh Chodesh. So we see that Rosh Chodesh is like a yontif, and we're supposed to add food on Rosh Chodesh, and it doesn't detract from our what is a lot of toss for the year. Sefgim Rosh Chodesh Mutabasis Malacham. Rosh Chodesh 1 may do Malacham, but it is appropriate to wear something special to show it's Rosh Chodesh. V'nashim Naiga Shalas by Malacha. Women have the meaning not to do Malacham Rosh Chodesh because to commemorate that they did not participate in the Aveir of the Egel. Minig Hagahu, it's an appropriate minig. However, the minig is that if a woman has a job and she has to go to work, she doesn't have to take off Rosh Chodesh. Sif Dalet, Halal Tzarech Lema B'Amida. We say Halal on standing. We shouldn't interrupt the middle of the Halal. The reason we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh is because all of the Yom Tovim are connected to Rosh Chodesh. And since on Yanta we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh as well. Another reason why we stand is because we say in the Pasuk, Halal Avdei Hashem Sha'imdim. So we see that Halal is said standing. Even though we're not supposed to stop in the middle of the Halal, but forever we're allowed to stop for in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, Amen, Kedusha. The same thing we could do by Halal, but we don't say Baruch Hu Shmoy while reciting Halal. We should say the Halal together with everybody else. If you come to Shul and there the Tzibur is up to Halal, Yom Halal Metzibur, say Halal with the Tzibur, Vakach Hispal, and then Davin. And if somebody is in Pesukah de Zimra, then I'm a Hoidu Ad La'acha Oz Yosher, from Hoidu until after Oz Yosher, Yikah Halam Tzibur. You should say Halal together with the Tzibur. However, V'lo Yivarech Le'Betchila Le'Besoif. Don't make a bracha beginning and end of Halal. Ki Birchas Baruch Shama Birchas Yishtabach. The bracha that you make before and after Pesukah de Zimra, Baruch Shama Yishtabach, Olo Lo Gam L'Halal, work for the Halal as well. But after Rosh Chodesh, Yosos Lasa Kain. But this that we're speaking about is only Rosh Chodesh. Because we know in Rosh Chodesh, Shem Halal Rak Bedila. We don't say the whole Halal. We came b'chol moiv yom yichroinim shal Pesach, but we don't say the whole Halal. And in fact, there's a very big difference in Minhagim. between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Ashkenazim do say a bracha on the halal, even when we don't say the whole halal. Sfardim do not. Ava kishomrim halal shalom, on a day that we say the whole halal, eina yachalasis kain, we can't do this. Umishomrim halal shlebet sibur, if somebody's saying halal, not part of a minyan, im yesh lo shnayim acherim, if there's two other people with him, yomil hafneim, he should say, before he begins the halal, hoidel Hashem, the goymer kadishiyanu haim, that he should begin and they should respond. The kivin shayma hoidu, because saying hoidu is mashma shayma lacherim. The way it sounds is like speaking to others, it should be responsive. But then, Amir's halbeis, avel rechman son, ayin lakamon. Sif hey, lachal halal, after halal, oimrim kadishalim, we say kadishalim with the skalbo, because since it's considered the end of Shachris, we say Kaddish, and then we're going to say Musaf afterwards, so we say Kaddish Shalom. And that's why on Chanukah, when we're not going to say Musaf, we only say Chatzi Kaddish after Hallel. Furthermore, on Rosh Chodesh, if there was one person who got the Aliyah, that Davin Shachris, and another person said Hallel, when it comes to saying the Kaddish after Hallel, the person who said the Hallel, the person who said who was about tefillah for Shachris, not the person who was about tefillah for Hallel, should be the one to say the Kaddish. That isn't the halacha necessarily on Chanukah. The current Abba, then we take out a Sefer Torah and four people get an Aliyah. The reason we have four people getting an Aliyah is to show that it's a higher level of Kedusha than a regular weekday. HaKohen Kohen Shloisha Pesukim, the Kohen gets an Aliyah with three Pesukim, Shneim Vidav Vitzav Vamarta. VaLevi, the Levi who gets the second Aliyah, Chayz V'Kohen Vamarta, reads over that Pasuk of Vamarta, and then V'Kohen Es HaKevus Echav Asirus Eifa. V'Yisrael Kohen Oilas Tamid U'Barash Echad Sheichem, or V Kohen B'Rash Echad Sheichem V'Goymer. Sevav Rosh Chodesh Osu B'Tanis, one may not fast in Rosh Chodesh, V'Hespid, one should not say a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, v'enem v'yit tzedek adin. Sif zayin chayev l'kaddish es levonim b'kol chodesh. Every month, one should go out to do kiddush ha-chodesh. V'em m'kachin ha-yisoyik l'shuvah de-layla, which we should only do it when it's certainly night. The Gemara says, M'setel Sanhedrin daf man beiz om an aleph, kol mevarach z'chodesh b'zmana, whoever says kiddush levona, kim ilu m'kabel p'nei ha-shchina, as if he's greeting the shchina. The Gemara continues, Tana de Beri Rishmol, Amalei Zoch Yisrael Hagmol Pnei Avim Shebishmayim Pamachas B'Chodesh, we would only have the opportunity to greet Hashem once a month Dayan. Kloima, that means that even if we could only have this mitzvah, where we have the opportunity of connecting to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it would be already worth it. The somebody who says Kiddush Levonam, it is a skula that after that day he won't die that month, and he'll be protected, and he'll be healthy, it'll help for finding a shidduch. At the end of the night, after Aloich Shachar, you shouldn't say Kiddush Levona anymore. Reim Kachin Oysa El Kishuvah Delayla, we only do it when it's night. Shinir Zerchos Al Gaba Karka, when the sign of the moon is visible, Royal Anas Ma'ira, and we could benefit from the light of the moon. Im Niskasa Ba'oven, if the moon is covered by clouds, Eim Mekachinai, so we don't do Kiddush Levona, Elam Dak V'Kolosh, unless the clouds are easily thin and dispersed. V'im Hischel Levarech, the sun began, V'akach Niskasa Ba'oven, and then it got covered up, Goymes HaBracha, he should finish the Bracha. Avol Mushar, If you determine that you won't be able to finish the bracha before the moon gets covered up, then you shouldn't begin if you won't be able to finish. Sifches, one should stand under the sky because it's Kabbal Shechina. And just like when we go out to greet somebody, we have to greet him with no interruption, so too by Kiddush Levona. But if there's no claim place, There's other things that are present that are a problem. Then you could do kishtvan from inside the house, looking out the window. Standing under an umbrella or standing under a tree is acceptable. If somebody is saying Kiddush Levana inside, if he could open up the window, that would be preferable. There is no reason to take off your glasses when you say Kiddush Levana. Siftes mitzvah and mufkal kachem matzah Shabbos. It's preferable to do Kiddush Levana matzah Shabbos. Kishim avosam avlovish begodim noim. When you're in the right proper frame of mind and wearing your nice Shabbos clothing. Ach in matzah Shabbos yelach asar yomim and amoylet. If you're going to wait till matzah Shabbos, it's going to be already 10 days from the moylet. Oishiyesh ezach shash shemel yuchal kachoy. But there's another concern that you may not be able to do it in a timely fashion. Be able to do it. Don't wait for Matzah Shabbos. Mitzvah l'kachem b'sivas am. It's nice. It's a mitzvah to do it with a large group. Mishum d'roiv am hadris melech. Av al yis'ake b'shvil zeh. B'shvil mitzvah's reason. Don't delay to do it because you want the mitzvah's reason. Magdimim. Dach l'mitzvah b'roiv am. The mitzvah to do a mitzvah as soon as possible overrides the point to do it b'roivam, and therefore as soon as you have a moon, as soon as you have a minion, even though you don't have more, if you could do Kiddush Levana, it's already the time to do it. That's what you should do.